Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 17. We want to talk proper. Now that Britain's public school elite is in retreat, is the way it talks disappearing too? For years, social levellers have been celebrating the decline of received pronunciation, RP, the clipped, cut glass way of talking, often known as Oxford or BBC English. Once the confident accent of the ruling class, it is now, supposedly, the dying dialect of a weakened tribe, attracting suspicion and contempt rather than deference and respect. But it's not as simple as that. Certainly, RP, as it once was, no longer rules. The BBC goes out of its way to give us regional accents. In Hollywood, a posh British accent is a cliché for brutality, arrogance and stupidity. Consumers no longer see it as a sign of trustworthiness and authority. Peter Trudgill, a leading sociolinguist, says that some call centres prefer regional accents to RP because of the negative reactions RP arouses. Although there is little solid research, linguists think that RP speakers may have fallen from 5% of the population to less than 3%. There may well be more RP speakers abroad than here, says David Crystal, the country's best-known authority on the English language. Yet, annoyingly for the egalitarians who believe that all kinds of accent are equally beautiful and useful, there is a large and growing demand for better speech. Anne Jones, the General Secretary of the Society of Teachers of Speech and Drama, estimates that more than 10,000 people take elocution lessons every year. In the last 5 or 6 years, it's really taken off, she says. Her members, who call themselves speech trainers rather than elocution teachers, a term regarded as very dated, have as much work as they want. The director of the London Language and Drama School, Sarah Mann, says that all speech training courses are fully subscribed, and some 200 people are paying £45, $71, an hour for one-to-one coaching. She does not necessarily try to eliminate regional accents, she insists, so long as the speaker learns to eliminate lazy speech, such as slurring, and annoying verbal tics, such as know what I mean, sort of, or like. You can get away with even quite a marked accent if you are an interesting enough speaker, with pitch and pace and a pause in your delivery, she says. However, there is a strong business case for all this. A survey of company directors says that 31% think that a strong regional accent is a disadvantage in business. A second reason is the growing emphasis on better presentation skills in business, as managers have been spending money on speechwriters and speech coaches for public relations. Interestingly, the largest group of businessmen seeking to improve their speech are those with a computing background, where talking was not really a necessity. Most men in information technology did not really want a job working with people, but when they become successful, they often have to talk at board meetings and give presentations in order to sell their products. Fin du texte 17.